She was. Dude, you heard it going.
Are you fucking with me?
Hello?
No.
Hey, let me talk to Tina, stupid.
Hello?
Put Tina on the phone, dummy.
Dummy?
Yeah, put Tina on, stupid. Yeah. Hurry the fuck up.
Hello?
Hi, Tina.
What? Hi.
Who's the retard? Is that Scott?
No.
Who is it?
That's Tommy. Who is this?
It was Tommy?
Yeah.
Tell Tommy he's retarded. Tell him to learn how to answer a phone. I'll hold while you do that.
Who is it?
I'll hold while you do that.
Who is it?
Hurry up and tell
you
Tommy.
Tell him.
What?
Do you have Tommy's phone number? Do you have Tommy's phone number?
Give you Tommy's phone number.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking for some shit.
I got shit to say to Tommy.
Who is this?
It's Brad.
Brad who?
Don't worry about it. Just give
Jesus
me...
Jesus Christ.
Put Tommy on the phone.
Excuse me?
Put
you got business.
You don't tell me not to fucking worry about it.
Put Tommy on the phone.
Brad who?
Put Tommy on.
No, you tell me who you are. Fine.
No, put Tommy on the phone first.
You know what? You know what? I ain't no fucking little kid and I ain't playing no fucking little games. You know what? Go fuck yourself. If you got something to say, you come on out.
Hey, listen, hillbilly. I tried to, but when it gets hard, it pops out my butt. Fuck you.
Hello.
Hello, this is Paul from AT&T. Yeah. I'm just calling for Tina.
Okay, hold on a second.
Fucking idiot.
Hello?
Hey, I'm not... he just... we're just calling...
What's it like having shit for brains, stupid cunt?
Hello?
Hey, baby. What you doing, Tina?
What is this?
This is Brad again.
It's trouble with a capital T.
It's Brad.
I cannot hear nothing you're saying. Who is this?
It's because we're speaking different languages. You're speaking Trailer Park, and I'm not.
Who is this?
White trash hillbilly dialect.
Which Trailer Park do you live in currently?
Which Trailer Park do I live in currently? I don't live in a Trailer Park, baby doll.
Yeah, you do. Don't lie.
I got my own property with the trailer.
I don't live in a Trailer Park, honey.
Oh, okay. So it's your own property? It's your own property with the double wide?
Single
no, I don't have a double wide. I have a single wide. Up. And yes, it is on my own property. And who is this?
It was so right.
I call it like I sees it. You dirty cunt.
What's for dinner tonight, Tina?
Beans.
Some bean and beans.
What's for dinner? It's your daughter.
No, we don't eat beans around here. Who is this?
What do you eat?
Let's eat. Let's go up under the bridge, eat some goddamn bean and weenies out of a can, cooked up over a fire.
I'm trying to figure out who this fool is. Who is this?
My name's Brad. What's your name, Tina?
My name's Tina Marie Gerald. Now, what is your name?
My name's Brad.
Brad who?
I don't give out my
Brad
last name.
Don't tell me nothing.
Because you might be an identity thief, so I don't want to tell you my last name.
Yeah, you
because
got
I might
interwebs.
Beat the fuck out of you if I have a fucking single, you drunk. Oh, you don't call my motherfucking phone again.
Your drugged out body couldn't beat up anyone.
I guarantee we're calling again.
Oh, wow. That was good. Can we call back and say we're... I'm going to talk.
Okay.
I called it, didn't I, Brad? Single wide on no one's property.
This is Christine from AT&T calling. I've noticed that you've been receiving some troubling calls. Is this true?
Excuse me?
This is Christine
This is the number that just called me.
No, you must be mistaken, ma'am. This is Christine from AT&T.
But this is Tina Gerald.
Oh, yes, I know that. I'm looking at your account right now. Are you having a problem with prank callers?
No, I'm not. The callers that just called me, I'm just going to bust their motherfucking ass if they call my house again.
Do you really think your drugged out body could bust anyone's ass? Oh, that's the second time I said that and she didn't hear it. One more time.
This could be a good one. Although they don't have anyone to call the police on them.
We gotta hook her up with Neil and Ron.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, this is Brian.
What's up, faggot?
Hello?
This is Brian faggot. From some official sounding company. Could I please speak with Tina?
She's unavailable. What can I do for you?
What's she doing? Like stewing in anger? Is she busy stewing?
Well, it's like this, man.
Okay, tell me, Tommy. Out. Tell me all about it, Tommy.
Break it down.
Tell me what it's like. Break it down, Tommy.
She's literally stewing in her own juices.
Let's hear it, sexy.
Because we know everything about you, creep.
Do they call you T-Bone around the block? Because that's what I'd call you.
Yeah, when I'm boning your fat ass. That's why they call me T-Bone.
Yeah.
I got some shit with me, too. Y'all don't know the fuck you fucking with on this phone.
Why don't you tell me? Tell me.
Could you masturbate while you do it?
Can I masturbate while I fucking fuck your old lady? Yeah, I'd do that too.
Yeah, and say, go away, rapist.
They know where I live, they say.
Tell us what you're going to do to us if we come down there.
And they call me Trailer Park Trash. They must be the fucking trash.
Yeah. No, they ain't even in a park. They can't be around other folk. You gotta be out in the sticks.
She zinged us there.
We's a trash.
Tommy, they're listening.
Why?
Tommy.
Just because I eat my own shit, that makes me bad.
Hey, Tina. Tina.
You know what would be interesting, dog?
What, dog?
That y'all like the phone pranks and shit like that? What would be interesting? I'll tell you what I'll do to y'all. If y'all want to be a man about it, won't you just drive on over here to the yard, and I'll tell you exactly what I'm going to do on the phone to you when you get here.
Okay, give me the address.
We need the address to your trailer.
What's the address, huh?
It's Road.
You know where Highway 6 is, about 7 Mile Road?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, that's where the mailbox is.
But just give us the address and I'll put it in GPS, dummy.
There's a driveway right there.
Tell me what the address is.
Okay. Yeah, that's where the pussies that try to grow weed for a minute live.
Okay. What's the address? Weed. Tell me the address, and I'll come over. Address, please.
What's the address? 5.
The
GPS coordinates are.
He's gonna give you a flat latitude and longitude.
Louisiana.
94.
AKA.
I wrote
Town,
it in the chat. Look at it.
Are you guys gonna be up late?
I'm gonna be up waiting if y'all coming over here. I'm gonna wait on y'all.
You doing some meth?
What city do you live in?
Well, first of all, dog, let me tell you. If I find out who you are talking shit like that to me, man,
yeah,
you don't even know who you talking to. I don't know who the fuck you are.
I'm talking to fucking stupid goddamn Ick.
Hey, tell me what city you live in.
Well, let me tell you who I am, motherfucker.
No, tell me what city.
Tommy.
City.
My name's Tommy motherfucking Seal, and if you keep on pushing my buttons, bro, I'll fucking break your neck.
Well, I need to know your city so you can break my neck. So I can come over and get my neck broken.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Come on.
Okay, what's the city? What city?
I just gave you your GPS coordinates, you stupid.
What's a zip code? What's a zip code?
It needs a zip code.
The zip code is my dick in your mouth while your man fucking watch and cry.
That's not a zip code.
Awesome.
You're trying to trick us.
You're playing games, Tommy. How barrel-chested is that broad of yours? Does she look like a seaman?
Are you in Franklinton?
Oh, you can call it wherever you want to. How's your mama look when she's riding my dick for you?
Hey, are you in Franklinton?
I'm told you, Jack, that is exactly my name, darling. And then the GPS coordinates. So can put
that was actually an address. That wasn't a GPS coordinate.
Instructions, directions to get somewhere. And they just yapping around.
We're asking for your zip code.
Yeah, we need to come over, but we need the zip code.
Where do they send your welfare checks? I'm sure.
Well, last night, whenever your mom was licking the sweat off of it, she knew how my ass toe where I'm at.
Wow. That's a lot of rigor mortis and pus.
T-Bone, what's your zip code?
Well, what's your name? So you name me T-Bone.
My name's Matt.
Your name's Matt.
Yeah.
Another beer.
Come on, we need your full address, which includes your city. What city do you live in?
Y'all need your life, dog.
No, we need your.
Y'all know who y'all calling to talk to. Whoever y'all fucking playing the prank games on, you know, whatever, so be it.
We need your city.
If you overload your fucking pussy-ass mouth, motherfucker, to me on the telephone, and you disrespected me. So whatever the repercussions of it is, you don't get disrespected. You get felt like a bitch.
You're hilarious. I love you, Tommy. Oh, he's gone.
What are we doing?
Yes, you're what not. Do you want?
Hello, this is Paul from Domino's Pizza. I'm calling to confirm your order.
Listen, I'm tired of you playing your fucking little games. I ain't ordering no motherfucking pizza, and don't call my motherfucking phone again. I'm calling the police right now.
Don't do that.
Well, she added extra letters in there.
Right now.
Excuse me?
Hi.
Holy. Excuse me?
Hi, Tina.
What?
Hey, Tina.
How do you know my name? Who is this?
Tina, we got you again. Come on.
We got you all riled up, Tina. We got you all riled up. We're friends of yours.
Apparently you're not.
What?
Apparently you're not. You're sitting here calling acting stupid on the fucking phone with me.
We're scared now. We don't want no trouble with your man. We're just calling just to rile you up.
Tina.
Tell me who this is.
Did we fuck up your high?
No.
Did we mess up your high?
Excuse me, I'm not high. Who is this?
I know, but were you high before we started calling you and we messed it all up?
No, I was not high. Who
we
is
are
this?
Such downers, man.
Were you high yesterday?
No, I was not high yesterday either.
When's
She's
last
been smoking them shrimp heads.
When's the last time you were high?
Oh, hey, Sam.
Hey, are
who
you?
Who is this?
We're actually your POs. I'm your PO. I'm your new PO. This is all just a test.
Are you still doing lawn care?
Am I still doing what?
Do you do lawn care for a living?
No, I don't.
Oh, because we saw, at your address, there was, a lawn care sign.
Baby, I sit at home and do nothing while my man works at the paper mill.
Oh, that's across the street that does lawn care. You guys are looking
at... I don't have to work.
Because he works the paper mill. Does he smell like farts all day?
Let me ask you a question. Is this somebody calling for Philip Gerald?
Yep.
You are.
Oh shit! Philip's gonna be mad.
Ding 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 ding.
Hang up. We're gonna get Philip.
You're calling for Philip.
What the fuck do you think?
I think you are. And if you are, you tell Philip Gerald.
Uh-huh.
That when I see him again, I'm going to punch him dead in his motherfucking mouth, and he best be getting over there to that goddamn house and unlocking that motherfucking bedroom door so I can get the rest of my motherfucking shit out of his fucking house.
You can't punch anyone.
He said you're not going to get any of your shit because he hawked it already.
And he's going to sell...
How the fuck is he going to hawk my clothes, dude?
Oh, he knows...
The goddamn goodwill.
Yeah, they buy stuff now.
He ain't took none of my shit no fucking way, because I was just over there the other day, you idiot.
No, he said he's going to soon. You're
I don't care what he said he was going to do soon, but if he does, guess what? He's going to jail.
Your clothes days are numbered.
Yeah.
I'm going to go buy some of your clothes right now, actually. Your dress looks real good on me. Mm-hmm.
Baby, I ain't got no dress over there, so,
Yeah, she a big dyke. That's why Philip.
Your jeans, your blue jeans look real good on me. Mm-hmm.
Baby girl, I ain't got no blue jeans over there either, because all my blue jeans are here.
She told you.
You only have one pair?
Yeah.
No, baby, I got about 50 pair hanging in my closet, you fucking fool.
Your t-shirt look real good on me. Mm-hmm.
Your NASCAR t-shirt.
Well, I don't know what t-shirt you're talking about, baby, because I got all my clothes The only thing I got over here is socks and panties, unless you want to wear somebody's dirty underwear. And if you wear somebody's dirty underwear, you a nasty motherfucker.
You're sorry.
Yep, we do. Nasty underwear.
I want to know who you are right now.
Let me tell you what he's going to do. He's going to send some of them to some Jap perverts on eBay for stinky panties.
Mm-hmm.
That's his new deal.
You're mad.
You're pissing me. Yes.
That's Phillip's new scam. He's going to sell your dirty drawer.
Oh, she's gone. I think we should be done with her.
No, I think we should call her again.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
We're never going to get old tonight.
Ring, ring, ring.
I know the language.
Yeah. Matt, you saw it. You want to let Matt just take this one for a few minutes?
Sure, okay.
Hi, I want you to tell you, little bitch. I want her to come on up here to my house.
Yeah. Hey, look. I told that broad to shut the fuck up. I'm just trying to tell you. Phillip's getting real crazy with your shit, and he really is hawking it on eBay to Japanese perverts.
What has he hawked that belongs to me, really?
The drawers. The dirty drawers.
Okay, that don't make no sense. Where
they don't, but they get off on that. I don't know. He do, but he need that. I don't know if he's wiping his ass in them or what he's
does
doing.
Does he have a phone?
He called me from a payphone.
Okay.
He got one of those calling cards from one of them Arab joints.
Who is this? I need to know who this is.
This is a dude, Matt. You don't even know me. I know Philip. He said,
okay, then,
fuck. But you seem kind of cool, so.
He said what?
He said to fuck with you.
He said to fuck with me? Will you tell Philip that when I see him, I've got somebody that sticks him to fuck with him, and it's going to be me, and I'm just going to punch him in his motherfucking mouth. And you tell him any bad fucking words for me.
Yeah, because I only know him from the bar.
He ain't
my guy. I just know him from the bar. I just drink with him.
Is he there?
No.
He's not there with you right now?
But he's handing out your number to everybody.
Oh, he's... Whoa. No. He ain't handed out this number because I just got this phone. So he don't even have this number.
He's handing it out.
No, he is not handing it out because he don't have my number. No, he does not.
Okay, whatever. So
how do we call you then? How do we have your number? Because he gave it to us.
There's no telling how you got my number. You could have got it from my brother, for all I know. You could have got it from my son or from my daughter.
He said,
"I'm fucking your brother and your son, bitch."
He said you posted it on Facebook.
Oh, bitch! I know you just fucking didn't say that.
I'd like to ask for your daughter's hand in marriage.
You what?
I'd like to ask for your daughter's hand in marriage.
I don't.
I'm a white slave trader.
I really wish you
would have circumcised your son, though. That would have made things a lot easier.
You know what, baby girl? You don't know a motherfucking thing, because all three of my sons have been circumcised. So see how much you fucking know, bitch.
Thanks for that information.
I guess I got him confused with your brother.
There's a Chevrolet Malibu. There's a green
plate on it.
Come on out here, baby, because I got something
there's
for you.
There's a Chevrolet Malibu.
Is your son going to be there? Because that's the only way I'm coming, in more ways than one. Giggity.
Is that little faggot so embarrassed?
You think this is all funny? It's fixing to not be real funny, okay?
It's fixing to be funny as hell.
It's funny.
Those suck some shrimp heads.
You're just the butt of the joke, so that's not funny
come
to you.
Come on out here being big boy
okay,
and big girl if you're so
we'll
fucking
be,
big
hey.
And bad. If not, we'll come out on a fucking phone.
We'll meet you at the end of the driveway.
Over?